Okay, so we're continuing in the Hakdama Aleph of Sifsei Chen and Or HaGanuz. The last few weeks we've been discussing, I've been giving a lot of remazim outside about the connection of Yavan and Chanukah and Choshech and Or. I want to read just inside for the most part and finish this Hakdama. We've been discussing the darkness of Yavan, how they tried infiltrating into the Ruchnius and successfully to a certain extent in the Torah and superficializing the Torah and taking out all the depth and panemius. So Chanukah is all about removing the darkness and exposing and teaching the Or HaGanuz, the hidden light. So right now on page Tes, in the center, the main text, says, Ad Sherichem Aleim Hashem Yisbarach. The darkness was coming in at such a very strong pace, and it was thickening, until Kadosh Baruch had such rachmanas on Am Yisrael. And he brought about this new light into the world. Or HaGanuz, the hidden light, the 6 days of Bereishis was hiding this light. We had learned earlier that light initially was available. That no one was born yet, but no one was created yet. But it was available for 36 hours. The Lamed Vav shows the Or was there, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu hid that light. So that light that was hidden during Sheish Yimei Bereishis, the Kadosh Baruch Hu now is starting to reveal to us. Vayada Zacholia Yeshua Gdola. And through the revealing of that light during the story of Chanukah, it led to a tremendous Yeshua. It saved us of the Yivanim. Lehiskabir Negev Tumah HaYivanim. And because that extra boost of that Or HaGanuz that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave Am Yisrael, we were able to conquer, defeat, overcome the Yivanim. And to brighten up the eyes of Klal Yisrael with the candle of the mitzvah and the Torah. So he says further. He's very tall, that's why. So he says Vaita here. If you take a look, look in the inside column right now, page Yud Aleph, where it says Neiros Techanukah. Neiros Techanukah Meir Ko'ar Shabbos. He says most of it. Tver Shlomo Miradomsk, he says that Dimatzinu bechol sheishes yimei breishes ksivahi er vahi voker. It says that by every single day of creation, vahi er vahi voker. There was evening and then there was voker. Aval b'Shabbos lo ksiv klal vahi erev. It doesn't tell you the count of vahi erev. There was night by Shabbos, even though there was. It doesn't describe it as erev. Mipnei shu kulo or. Shabbos was completely light. Ki haor harishon shenignat letzadikim. That light that was hidden for tzaddikim, la'asel lavo, it was hidden for the tzaddikim to use in the future. Ha'or hazeh nisgal b'yom haShabbos. That light was revealed on Shabbos. Begam halayla kiyom yair. So it doesn't say the word vayhi erev by Shabbos because Shabbos was kulo or. It was all light. We have the same concept by Pesach. Pesach, it's the pasuk says also even the nighttime, even Leil. I forget exactly the pasuk, but Leil Kadosh Kiyom or something like that. That the night of Pesach was considered a daytime. And there's a girl that asks the question Halayla Hazeh. We say Manashana Halayla Hazeh. Laila is Lashon Nekeva. It's really Lashon Zoch, but it's Lashon Nekeva. Laila. So it should be Halayla Hazos. Why Halayla Hazeh? Hazeh is something you say in a Zohar. You say Yom Zeh. You don't say Laila Zeh. Laila is Nekeva. The Gra says because since Pesach was a day, even though it was nighttime, it was really day, even the night was considered Hayom, we call Hayom a Laila Hazeh, it was a din of a Zachar. So the same thing applies to Shabbos. When Shabbos was created, it wasn't nighttime. It doesn't say Vayhi Erev, it was all Kula Or. It was all light. So it says that Tver Shlomo, the Gam Mechanukah, Ksiv Vekavu Shmonas Yimei Chanukah, Sheyu Bekfiz Yom. They're called Yimei Chanukah, the days of Chanukah. Even at nighttime of Chanukah was actually a Bechina Yom. There was Or throughout the days of Chanukah. K'moshe Kasev, as it says, Gondu LaTzadikim Shevachol Dor V'Dor Lehem Laila K'Yom Yair. That the nighttime became like day. V'Ha'or Hazeh Shofea B'Ner Chanukah. That light was able to come down into this world through the candles. Ki HaChachamim Shayu Ba'osa Dor. The wise men of that generation, Nasnu akoach b'yamim ha'elu me'otem kedushasam. They brought the strength from the kedusha. V'mshichu koach b'neiros halalu shenu malikin mir haganuz ayin sham be'orach. Fine. So we see this idea that the days of Hanukkah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is starting to expose, to uncover the light that was hidden. So look back inside the main text in the center. V'ha'or ha'lazeh nechkak v'gilgal hazman. This light was put into the orbit of time. V'chozer u'mizgale l'hayir. It continues to brighten arosh b'nei Yisrael b'chol shana v'shana. Each year, b'yamim ha'heim b'zman hazeh, these days of Hanukkah, so this light is showering each member of Klal Yisrael during this particular time of Hanukkah. Now, this is a very important point. When it comes to learning, so one of the most important things of learning anything is your Shemayim and Hasmada. But there's an added level, added meter that's necessary to understand what we're calling Or HaGanuz, which is the deeper understanding of Torah, let's call it Primius, Nister, Machshava, whatever you want to call it. There's a certain amount of emuna that's necessary to tap into that world of the Primius. It's not enough to just simply have your Shemayim and Hasmada, which are all very important, but you have to have trust that that Or comes down, Mamish Tu Siyata D'Shemayim. You have to trust in it and kind of go with it. So he's telling you, during Hanukkah, during these times, each year, that Or, which represents the Pnimius of Torah, is being brought down to this world. V'chol Yimei, he says, further on to the next page, V'chol Yimei Galusenu, each day of our Galus, Anachnu Nehenin, we are benefiting from the sparks of light that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing to this world. Lahair einenu b'torasa, to brighten our eyes in the Torah. Ulahashiv esnafshenu b'galus ha'aruch, to return our souls into the long exile. Bezman ha'iskaluso, when does HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveal this light? Hu b'shas kiyum mitzvos halakha ner Chanukah. Dafka, when we light the nearest Chanukah, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is revealing this light to us. So I know it's hard for us to understand. You know, they always have these pictures of the tzaddikim looking at their neros, and we're like, it's not for us. You know, it's very nice and all. The Hasidim come watch the lighting of candles every single year. They're like, the new guys back from Israel want to go to Rebbe's house to watch him light the candles. He's like, I'm not a Rebbe, get away from me. I don't want you to watch me light the candles. There's an Indian of the tzaddikim looking at the candles. But it's not only tzaddikim, it's everyone. They just really believe it. We don't believe it. We don't believe looking at the candles are actually going to do anything for us. Hi, if I want to learn something, I'll open up Sifsei Chen, I'll learn about Pnimius. What is it going to do good for me looking at the candles of Neiros Chanukah? It's not going to help me out. I'm not sure what the tzaddik's doing. He's probably saying these different Shemos Hashem and having kavanas. But it's not true. Sifsei Chen tells us that every single person, the light is coming down into this world for every person during Chanukah, particularly during the Neiros Chanukah, the halakas, Neiros Chanukah, there's this Or that comes out. You have to have bitachon. When people have these amazing remuzim, these amazing drushas, it's not because they're necessarily smart, it's because Kadosh Baruch Hu gave them a gift. It was mamash a gift. And remuzim, gamaches, or whatever understandings pop into people's head, it's mamash a gift. And that gift comes not from your asmada, it comes from your bitachon, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to grant you something. And you know, anyone who speaks will tell you that sometimes they've prepared all, you know, these drushas, all these Dvar Torahs, and all these ideas. They spent hours and hours preparing. And during the drusha, a new idea pops into their head, and they share that idea. It's mamish fits in perfectly. How come that didn't come into the head during the hours of preparation? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us matanas at some point. When you're in a position of inspiring someone, when you're doing Kavod Shemayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you these matanas. So it's a matana that's available for everyone. So look inside the Os Yud. Ha'or misgala ayde ki mitzvas halakha. That light is revealed to us during the lighting of the candle. So look what he writes here. Ayin l'kaman b'hakdama. Hi, hey, well look, we're not going to get there probably, but yesh shlosha sugios or suge or, the three categories of light, ha'me'irin meha'or ganos. That light comes down in three different ways. Aleph. Or ha'elyon, the highest or, hayorid ayide halakha. When you light the candles, there's this amazing or that comes there. V'nishar lemata rak al chatisha. It's there for 30 minutes. You have 30 minutes to catch that candles. That's why there's an inyan to stare at the candles, to just sit there quietly, looking at the candles. I have no idea what it does to me. I don't recognize anything. But there's somehow there's an or that's there for 30 minutes. You want to take advantage of that. Mm-hmm. Beis. Or hayud gimel midos. The Yud Gimel Midos come down. I don't know what that refers to. Yud Gimel Midos Sherachman probably. Hayoredes b'chol laila be'es halaka u'me'ira kol halaila v'chol hayom. And these 30 Midos, that light lingers past the night into the daytime. It's a different type of or. And there's a Gimel, there's a third or. which is the or shel Chanukah hayoredes b'layla harishon, the very first night. It's a special light that comes down. V'nisheres lamata meshech kol yamin de Chanukah, and lasts the entire 8 days of Chanukah. Now, what these lights mean, I don't know. But there's something here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts into our mind, into our body, these oros that are coming down, that's nisgala dafka on Chanukah. Let's continue now in the main text on page Yud Gimel. He says, V'zeh atam, this is the reason, shetzivanu chachmeinu zal, lahadlik b'chanukah lamed vav neros. We're going back to the beginning now. We learned together that there were 36 hours in the creation of the world where the light was available, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu hid it for the remainder of the creation of the world. So we dafka light 36 candles, kevan sheha'or haganuz shenizgala l'adam arishon, shimei shlam revav shel. So it was available to Adam for just 36 hours, ad sheniknaz v'niskase b'torah, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu hid it into the Torah. Everything's found in the Torah. Every idea in Chassidus, every idea in Kabbalah Machshava, there's a source in the Torah. There's no question about it. You have to just find it. So those 36 hours of Or was hidden in the Osios and the different Tagin, the letters. It's all there. By lighting 36 candles. We light 36 candles throughout the entire day. Sof Chanukah. 8 the first night and 7 ultimately down to 1. Those who know math quickly, 8 is the first night. 1 is the first night. 8 is the last night. That's 9. So each one's 9. 2 and 7 is 9. 3 and 6 is 9. 4 and 4 is 9. 3 is 9. 3 is to do again. 1, 8 is 9. 2 and 7 is 9. 3 and 6 is 9. 4 and 5 are 9. That's really 9 times 4 is 36. That's how you figure it out mathematically. Or you could count 1 plus 2 plus 3 plus 4 plus 5. But the way I did it is much easier. So that's 36 candles that we light throughout Hanukkah. So that's why we light 36 candles. And take a look at this amazing remez in the number Yud Alef, letter Yud Alef. Lamed Vav Neros, Neged Lamed Vav Shos, Shashimesh Ha'oraganus. These 36 candles, again, correspond to the 36 hours when it was available. Kain Hevi B'Sefer HaKadosh B'Vnei Yisachar. Vnei Yisachar writes B'Shem HaRokeach, Shal Kain Niskanu Lamed Vav Neros, Kineged Lamed Vav Or, V'Ner U'Me'oro Shenizku B'Torah. These three words each apparently appear 36 times in the entire Torah. 36 Or, 36 Ner, 36 Moros, fascinating. Hu remizas or haganas, this is the hint to the hidden light. Sheshimesh lamed vav shos la'adam harishon v'acharkach nignaz v'niskase b'torah. This is the or haganas. Umosef, he adds, dal kein shem achodesh. Why is it called Kislev? It's nikra Kislev because kas lamed vav. It's covering, it's kisui lamed vav or. That's why it gets its name Chodesh Kislev. It's lamed vav or v'ner umoros. The word or, the word ner, and the word ma'oros are nisgale ha'ara b'chodesh hazeh, u'mitzurf l'or hazeh teves or kitov.
I understand. It's covering the 36, I thought it's revealing.
It's covered. The light lavav is lamav is covered, and now we're uncovering it in Kislev. So read a little bit further now in this footnote. Masbir ha'bnei Yisachar. B'nei Yisachar explains further. She'or ha'ganuz nignas b'Torah. It's hidden in the Torah. U'ksheratzu ha'yivanim levatel Torah, when they wanted to cause them to stop learning or to translate into Greek. Asher bo'or ha'ganuz halazeh. They wanted to take us away from that treasure chest, if you will. Hinei Hashem yizbarach hisnoses la'ayir lehem b'ner mitzvah v'Torah or. He gave us the opportunity of the mitzvah of candles of Neres Chanukah. Hu or ha'Torah min ha'aras or ha'ganuz. There are 36 mesechtos in Shas. Whenever you see the word lamed vav, even though it's a very common word, it somehow is a remez to the lamed vav, 36 hours of the or haganuz, 36 mesechtos of Shas. Ubi'imi Pinchas Moshe, he adds, the Mipnei She'or HaGanuz, because this hidden light is gadol ma'od, it's so great and powerful. The vein olam hazeh yachalis bo'ol also, and this world cannot withstand, it can't hold on to this light, because l'chach ein ha'or sho'e l'mata yosem mechatzi shah. It only remained for 30 minutes. If it stays for any longer, the world's going to blow up, it's going to explode. So we have just 30 minutes each night to try to tap into that or, and then it dissipates. Then we have the extra, the secondary lights that linger a little bit longer, But the most potent form of that light, that energy, that Torah, is during those 30 minutes, and that's why it's so essential. And that's why when we light the candles, we shouldn't just be yotzei, light the candles, and run off to do things and give our kids presents. You know, my house, not that what I do in my house is right, but my house, I say, we're not getting presents. Maybe you don't have presents. Maybe you're better than me. Maybe you have no presents in your house at all. We have presents in the house. Whatever we do, fine. So the another discussion. But for the first 30 minutes after Halakos Neiros, I sit by the candles. The kids do whatever they want to do. They could sit by the candles. They usually don't sit by the candles. And then only after 30 minutes, then we give out the presents or do whatever we need to do. And those 30 minutes are so essential for being able to glean any of that kedusha, that aura that comes down. Friday night's different. Friday night, Shabbos itself has that aura. The entire Shabbos, as we start off, it doesn't say Vahi Erev by Shabbos. There's that aura already that exists. I didn't see this inside, but that's what Lechora, what I would imagine. So let's go back inside the middle text. Vizeha or, yeah.
So whenever you light.
Yeah, whenever you light. Ideally, I imagine, I didn't learn the sugya in terms of the pnimis, but I imagine, according to the Rambam Shita, where you only get the mitzvah that first 30 minutes after Shkia, so maybe you could say only those 30 minutes, but since we paskin, halach l'maisa, where we paskin is able to dictate how pnimis works as well. We call the shots down here. So since halach l'maisa, we allow you to light until achetich regal min hashuk, or even till whatever time people are walking through, I imagine those 30 minutes are always going to be available for that kedusha. V'zeh ha'or gadol ha'yorei b'chanukah. This is a light that comes down on Chanukah. It's mo'il u'misayeh. It benefits, it helps. L'chol ish Yisrael. You don't have to be a Rebbe to be able to look at the candles and get this this or. Every single person here, where every member of Klal Yisrael, l'sragel, to regulate, l'chanech atzmo, to prepare themselves b'zeh, Leman yuchal lispol ha'or hagadol, in order to withstand the great light, hanora, the wondrous light, shel ha'or ganas, sheyayir b'shleimusa b'vias ha'melech Mashiach, that's going to come in its full capacity in times of Mashiach, begula hasida b'mheri amenu. In essence, what he's saying here is none of us could withstand that or. On a regular weekday, regular day of the year, none of us could handle that or. But Hanukkah is a special way where HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings it down in a way where we're able to be sovelet. We have to take advantage of that. And we're trying to regulate ourselves, because had HaKadosh Baruch Hu just exposed that light to us, we wouldn't. It's like opening, and you're in a dark room and they open up the lights in the morning, you're going to close your eyes, you can't see what's going on. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to ease us into the times of Mashiach. If we, the first time is Mashiach, we're going to explode. So now as the end of time approaches, each year he exposes a little bit more to us. Our eyes are getting used to and comfortable to the strong light that's going to be eventually revealed to us. Ulafisha bechol shana, each year, anu omdim karov yoser la'orosh Mashiach. We're getting closer. We're taking like baby steps. We're walking closer to that door as it's opening, creaking, opening a little bit more. So each year the light is actually greater than the previous year, and we're getting closer to Mashiach. Ulebinyan beis hamigdash akarchach midei shana v'shana meira ha'or hazeh beyoser giloi. Each year that light is even greater than mishtaket from the previous year. This is a very big inyan in terms of chassidus and kabbalah. All those inyanim, they ask the question, I mentioned this probably in the before many times, but how is it possible we're learning things from the Arizal, from the Baal Shem Tov, that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't learn? And the idea is, and they all quote the Gemara in Menachos, that Moshe Rabbeinu was sitting in the back of the classroom. He says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's these tagin? These little lines on top of the Shatnez letters. The shin has a little, what's that for? He says, don't worry, there's going to be a great leader in the future who's going to darshan. He says, can I see the person? And the famous Gemara Menachos tells us that he was brought to the back of the Rabbi Kiva's classroom, and he heard Rabbi Kiva's darshaning the tagin on top of the shin, on top of the different letters. And someone asked him the question in the shir, where do you get this from? I don't understand where you got this from. So he says, it's Lach Moshe Mi-Sinai. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was very happy with that answer, even though Moshe Rabbeinu, rather, was happy with that answer. Even though Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know what was going on, it was somehow part of that Besorah. Now, how that works, I don't know. But the point was, there were things that Rabbi Kiva knew that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know. And as time went on, there were more things in that world of Pnimius that Rashbi was privy to, that the Arizal was privy to, that the Baal Shem Tov was privy to. And as it gets on, we're privy to more information. As strange as it sounds, the light is getting more available to more people in a much clearer way. And those who study this stuff, you'll see every the Ramchal, the Ramak, they all had different ways of understanding Kabbalah. And these ideas of Pnimius, but becomes much clearer as life and time in the world goes on. I should mention, just because I mentioned Rabbi Akiva, just as a side point, it's very appropriate with this week's parsha as well with Rabbi Akiva and the students. I mentioned this Wednesday morning. Rabbi Akiva is a famous medrash on this week's parsha. And Rabbi Akiva was giving a shir once, and his talmidim were falling asleep. And he wanted to wake them up. He wanted to inspire them. So he told them a drasha. He said, so what's pshat? How come Sarah, how come Esther Malka was zocha to have 127 provinces? She was queen over 127 medinas. So he says to them, because her great-great-grandmother, Sari Menu, in this week's parsha, lived to 127 years. And he tried inspiring them that way. All right, there's a whole board, many, many different answers as to what the connection is of Sari Menu's life to Esther Malka. But ultimately, it brought a life, it brought an or, it brought a Yeshua in the times of Purim, which was a very dark time. A very dark time of the Purim story, where it brought this Lahutim Haisa Ora. There was this light, Ora Zutora, a special light was brought down in Purim as well. So Rabbi Akiva had that ability to bring the understanding, the light of Chayisara and to Esther, understanding the Tagim on top of the different letters. So that's the idea of Hanukkah, bringing that light in a much clearer way. Let's go a little bit further, if that's okay. The last line now of Yud Gimel. V'zeh tam shenikra chag b'shem Chanukah, that's why it's called Chanukah, shumiloshon chinuch v'hergel l'ha'or ha'or ganus. Chanukah means to be mechanech. What's a chinuch? You get your children prepared for when they get bar mitzvah to be responsible, to do mitzvahs. So Chanukah is making, preparing ourselves. Again, if a Mashiach just came out of nowhere, he'd blast us with his powerful light of Torah, we would all just cover up and hide, and who knows what would happen to us. Chanukah is getting a little taste of that aura of Mashiach, so we're regel, we're mechanech, we're mischanech, we're prepared for the time Mashiach actually comes. That light is hidden in the Torah. By lighting the candles, and histaklus al haner, staring at the candles, shehu ner mitzvah, zochin lahamshich as or ganos. We are zocha to draw out the hidden light from the flame. Just stare at those flames. I'm telling you, just 30 minutes each night, you'll be amazed how much it's going to affect your understanding of the Torah of the world. Lanu ulzarenu. It's going to be for us and our children. Ve'ata ima nimshacha gam kein Torah or. And you're also going to draw some of that hidden light. L'saye ha'adam lahasig or Torah. Your understanding of the Torah is going to be much greater. Ubimyuchad, in particular, la'ha'ir einayim b'Torah shebal peh. You want to get better learning Gemara, better learning Mishnayos, Torah shebal peh. Pay attention to those candles, the Chanukah, because your b'havanas lamed vav mesechtos hashas. There are 36 mesechtos in Gemara, in Torah shebal peh, and by looking at the candles, you're going to be zoche to those lamed vav mesechtos as well. Again, it's something that you can't explain to a person who doesn't believe. If you don't believe it, they're not going to believe you at all. But once you really convince yourself that it's true, and I'm telling you it is true, once you convince yourself that it's true, just staring at those lights, as strange as it might sound to you, your kids might think you look crazy, your wife might think you're going to be crazy, just look at the candles and you're going to get tremendous understanding, a tremendous revelation of the Ora Torah. Okay, let's read a little bit further and make sure I finish this. We're almost done. Let's finish this this piece here. Ubefrat, in particular, mesugalim hayamim lelimud sodas haTorah. In particular, it's a time that's meant to learn the secrets of the Torah. Hamisgalin b'yamim halalu b'ribo yisera adei haor ganas. That's revealed to us, particularly during these days, with a hidden light. Kevin shebayom chav hei kislev nisgala razei haTorah leMoshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was privy to this light on chav hei kislev. How do we know this? So look what he says in the parentheses here. Kimurumas bepasuk. It's hinted in the Torah. Vayomer Elokim yihi or the tevas yihi is gematria chaf hey. V'kai al yantiv Chanukah. Or was the first hint of Chanukah, to my understanding, in all of Torah is the pasuk yihi or. Yihi is gematria chaf hey. It's a reference to the or that's going to be revealed on chaf hey kislev. Shemaschilin lahalik haor, where we start lighting the light. We're starting to bring back that Or HaGanus on Chaf HaKislev. The Tevis Or is Gematria Gamkein Raz. So it's on Chaf He, the Raz, which means secrets. The secrets are going to be revealed to us on Chaf HaKislev, Heim HaSodos HaTorah, the secrets of the Torah. That's a Moshe Rabbeinu also was revealed, the secrets of the Torah, Chaf HaKislev. That's why it says, I think in the footnote he says somewhere here, that the various, if you take a look at the footnote here, Yud Ches, but the, not Yud Ches, but the bottom left, in page Tes Ayin, bottom left, it says, Kedisa, Banhagas Achsam Sofer. Chsam Sofer says, Shehizir Lisasek Belimina Torah Kedosha Yosem Yibisha Yamim. He was, Chsam Sofer always learned. There's a story about the Chsam Sofer that they wanted to ask him how he became such a gadol ador, and he said, it took me just 5 minutes. Said, come on, it didn't take you 5 minutes. How did you become? He says, yeah, no, it did. What do you do when you wait on the line at the bakery? So you wait on line, I bring a sefer. So 5 minutes here and 5 minutes there, and that's how he became. So he was learning every single minute. But he was particularly strong in his musar that people should learn during Hanukkah. It's very unfortunate. Many times during Yantif is when we learn less. We're busy. We have a day off. The kids are off from school. We're busy going on trips. And it's all wonderful and nice things. But oftentimes we're learning less on the Yom Tovim when in fact we should be learning more. And especially when it comes to Hanukkah. Purim's another one. Purim in Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, Sanat Kotel, they bribed us to stay up all night learning Purim instead of going out. And the way they bribed us, we weren't so interested in Svarim, but they bribed us for Svarim. And they said the understanding is that the Nefesh HaChaim, Rav Chaim Yevalazhin writes that the entire world, of course, rests on the Torah. And he explains that's why there are time zones. Because if everyone had the same time zone, so when it's 11:30 at night, everyone goes to sleep. So no one's learning the place that the world's going to be destroyed. So this way, when New York's sleeping, California's up. When California's sleeping, China's up. And everyone in the world is going to be learning at every single second of the world. So Rabin explained to us, so in Eretz Yisrael, that night when we're supposed to be learning, no one's learning. Everyone's busy partying. So that means when you're learning, you're getting a greater zechus and holding up the world, as opposed to you splitting with 5 million people, there's only 200 people learning. You have a greater zechus and holding up the world. And so many of us stayed up to learn all night Purim instead of going out getting drunk. So why did I say that? I'm not sure. Oh, I was saying because I said particularly on Yontif, when we should be learning more, we're in fact learning less. So Chassam Sofer made sure that during Hanukkah, he was extra strong in his musar to learn Torah. V'hikbid mi'od alzer, shemivalen yamim elum behevli schok. It shouldn't be playing, dreidel or cards. And kiyamar she'atas ha'yetzahara. The yetzahara works in such a way. La'afriya esa'am me'avodat Hashem u'mitalma Torah b'mei Hanukkah. Dafka, during these days when we should be learning, that's why we don't learn, because Yitzhahara is getting to us. He says, your kids are home from school now, you're supposed to spend time with the kids. Those who come to the Sunday Shir, we just saw a Gemara recently in Erevin, that the Gemara says that Taman Chacham is like an Orev. Hope it's not too loud, the kitchen. But the Gemara says, why like an Orev? So there are three explanations in the Gemara why the Taman Chacham is compared to an Orev. But one explanation is, I think Rava says this, just like an orev is achzari, which means cruel, achzari to his banim. The orev doesn't care. The raven doesn't care about his children. So too, in Taman Chacham has to be achzari to the children. And so one time, one amora was running to the base medrash. His wife says, "What are you going to do with the kids?" He said, "Don't worry. There's food in the forest. They'll go find food. They'll fend for themselves. They'll be fine." So Maral has a whole shikul we learned this past Sunday about this concept. But to a certain extent, there's a certain amount of mesiras nefesh that's needed in terms of learning. It doesn't mean to be cruel to the children, of course. It means to be most nefesh, to learn a little more than you are in these times when we're attracted, being pulled away to do other family obligations. So look at the next paragraph. Urmuza inyan zeh b'direi Rashizal. Rashi says such a hint to this concept of kafe kislev, that there's a special ore that comes down. Because kol ha'nevi'im hisnavu b'cho. But it always says kosavarchu. The word ko, chafhe, appears in many places when the Nevi'im are getting exposed to Nevuah. Hainu shekulam zachu lidro shatora shebal peh shenizgala b'chanaka shuyom chafhe kislev. That's the idea of kosavarchu. Cho, the kosavarchu we say by the Birchas Kohanim, the chafhe, the idea of bringing down a Kadosh Baruch Hu's ore into this world. Let's finish off this the main text and then we'll call it a night. Vaidezeh, back on the side, Vaidezeh, through Aideh's Galus Hasodos, HaTorah, through the revelation of the secrets of the Torah, Misgalin Kol Hashpos Shel Hashem Yisbarach, Hashem Yudkei Vavkei, Havaya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, whatever that means, the Hashpos are coming down. U'meirin Begilei Rav Meshach Kol HaOlamos Aideh Kol Hadal Miluim. What that means, just to explain a little bit, we are learning some Pnimius here. This is not heavy. There's heavier stuff in Sifsei Chayin, but just to make you aware of this concept, Yudke Vavke can be spelled out. B'miloy means when you write the letters out. So, for example, the word Yud is spelled out Yud Vav Dalet. That's miloy. And Hey spelled Hey Yud Hey Aleph. There are a few ways to spell. Vav is Vav Vav, or it could be Vav Aleph Vav, or Vav Yud Vav. There's a total of four different ways how to spell Yudke Vavke B'miloy. And each way has a gematria to it. And the four ways, the gematrias he writes in the parentheses are Ein Beis at 72. One way, I'm not going to do all the different ones, but you write them out, one miloy equals 72, one is 63, one is 45, one is 52. These are all references to different shemos of Hashem's name, which act in different ways, reference to chesed and gvura and chachman being different things. Now, the sum of all four names equals Reish Lamed Beis. That's 232. So, want some more gematrias, guys, or no? Ready for that? So, fine. Why not? Okay. So, 232 is the gematria of the Yudke Vavke in these different ways. So, what's the significance of 232? So, the gematria of Yihi Or is 232 as well. And I think he writes this down here in the Agra de Kala. Yihi Or is 232.
Next words.
Next word, he writes, oh yeah? Sha'olam, Sha'olam, Kaminin Yihi Or, Kaminin Habracha, Azel Or, Shal Melcha Mashiach. I spoke about this last Shabbos. Okay, fine. It's all the same Gematria. So the Chassam Sofer writes Al Torah, last week's Parsha, he says that when the world was created, it was created with, the Sefer Yetzir says, by putting letters together, the Tzir of Osios. What does that mean, Tzir of Osios? So we know there are 22 letters, 22 Aleves. So that means that they took every pair of letters possible, Aleph and Beis, and Aleph and Gimel, Aleph and Dal, Aleph and Hey, and every combination, there's a total of 231, Reish Lamed Aleph combinations. Doing math, I'll figure out afterwards, it's a factorial, those who want to know, you figured out 231, trust me, Reish Lamed Aleph. It's hinted at in the word Yisrael, which is Yesh, Yisrael is Yesh, Yudshin is Yesh, and then Reish Lamed Aleph, the last three letters. There's 231 Osios, of Tzerif Osios. Chassam Sofer says, plus one, a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's Reish Lamed Beis. That's how a Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world. With the Osios of the Torah, all that came together. So he says, that's also the Gematria of Devar Hashem, he writes. Devar Hashem is also 232. What's the significance? So last week's Parsha, Sarah started to laugh. The Tirk Zitzak Bekirbi. She's laughing, thinking, I'm going to have a child with Bekirbi. The Gemara says she didn't have a womb. She couldn't have a womb. Is an aim. It's called an aim in Hebrew. She didn't have an aim. She couldn't physically have children. So the idea is, Ramban says there are two names of Hashem. There's Shakai and there's Yudke Vavke. There are many names, but the Shakai versus Yudke Vavke, Ramban says in Parshas Ve'era, Shakai means a Kadosh Baruch Hu works in this world in a very limited way. The word Shakai has the letters Dal Yud, Dai. Dai means enough. It's limited. So the Avos were only privy to Hashem's name as Shakai. It says in Parshas Lecha, Ani Kel Shakai to Avram. I'm only a Kel Shakai, I'm limited. And that's the only way he showed his kochos to the Avos Imos. So she says, there's no way Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to give me a womb, a name. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says back, Haipale Midvar Hashem, is there anything so hard from Midvar Hashem? Yudke Vavke, how Kadosh Baruch Hu is able to create the world. Because Yudke Vavke, based on these miloys, the gematria of Reish Lamed Beis. Reish Lamed Beis is the gematria of the Reish Lamed Aleph plus the one, which is how Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world with the Osios. So you're right. Shakai, Kadosh Baruch Hu is not going to create a new Bria Chadash. He won't create an aim, a womb. But with Yudke Vavke, with Reish Lamed Beis, with Yudke Vavke, Kadosh Baruch Hu will create. With Dvar Hashem, which is the gematria of Reish Lamed Beis, Kadosh Baruch Hu will create a Bria Chadash and create that aim. That's what it means. Hayipale midvar Hashem, says the Chassam Sofer. Happens to be the gematria of aim is 41, plus aim written as miloy. If you take the word aim and write aleph lamed fei and mem mem, all that together equals 232. That's the idea. So Kadosh Baruch Hu created this aim with this koach of Yudke Vavke. So during Hanukkah, that koach of Kadosh Baruch Hu's name is exposed, revealed to us during these times. Let's finish off the paragraph here. V'zeha or meir levnei Yisrael levatel choshech agalus. This is bring light to the darkness that we live in, this current exile. Shenucha lahazik ma'amid b'milcha ha'yitzahara. They were able to stand strong against the fight of the Yitzahara. Adei nizke lizgalos kol ha'or v'shemuso b'oro shomelach ha'mashiach v'her v'yameinu. Amen v'amen. Shkoyach, and have a wonderful Shabbos. Mirza Hashem, next week we will start the next Hakdama.
Very much the half hour for the cannabis.